Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello, my friends. I would like in this video to share with you about the Andromedans. So the Andromeda galaxy is close to our galaxy, and one day they will collide, but we won't be there to witness that. It's in a very, very long time, so let's not worry. So when we talk about the Andromedans, we can already realize that it's very varied. It's nearly like comparing humans to Pleiadians to Arcturians that are part of the galaxy. Like, it's very different, right? So what's interesting in the downloads that I have received from the Andromedans and in the travels that I have made in that galaxy is that there is one main planet, which is the biggest planet. And that's the one main planet that has actually been in contact with Earth. And from that planet, the systems are created, the portals are created for time and space travels so Andromedans can help humans on the pathway of ascension. There are other planets around that have kind of opened up their interest and curiosity to what's going on Earth. We are a very good show in the galaxy, indeed. So they're like, I'm interested as well. These planets send ambassadors to the main planet so they can be trained and therefore come here. So it's very varied. In the travels I do, and when I take my students into these travels with me, we receive different information about the physical appearance. Like my new Andromedan friend that is part of my galactic team is very, very powerful. She has very, very clear skin, white eyes, orange, wild hair, but that she arranges with lots of particles. She has a crown that has very advanced technology. She's an architect. She's one of the architects that teaches me about architectures in the quantum, the architectures of life. I receive many downloads about how they create sacred geometry symbols and also structures that are there to shift, literally, the frequencies of the people that come across these codes. So light codes, crop circles, for example, are a lot created by the Andromedan stars, but not exclusively, right? Every stars have these kind of technologies available. It's just that Andromedan in particular, she digs it, like she's geeking a lot about it. So she teaches me like how they use these codes, and also all the architecture of life, like soul projection, oversoul network, suprasoul, like Elohim rings, and so on and so on. That's absolutely fascinating, like time and space travels, quantum realities, alternate realities. The Andromedans, they have this reputation of being the good looking of the galaxy, and yeah, I kind of relate to that. Every time I come across Andromedan frequency, it's like mesmerizing. It's so sparkling, so vibrant. The light is so present. It's like the skin is like made of sparkle or neon light. Like one of my students, when we came on this travel in the Andromedan system, it was like the whole of that planet was like the Avatar movie with neon light everywhere. And literally, like entering that planet, it's wild, it's magnificent. On that planet, there are dragons, there are dinosaurs, there are all sorts of creatures out there, and huge mountains, huge waterfall, vast oceans, wide lands. It's like, for the senses, it's just like absolutely mesmerizing. What is also mesmerizing is the connection. It's literally like an Avatar movie. There is a network of consciousness that exists between all beings. So the humanoids and Andromedans on that planet, yes, they are very advanced, very conscious, but so are the animals. So are the plants. They have these constant conscious connection with their environment. There is no hierarchy, like the humanoids are not above any other realms. They constantly co-create together, connect. It's amazing, magnificent. They have all of these structures on their planet, these structures that are like dome structure with very specific points in the landscape that are going to give certain frequency anchors. So the Andromedans are here to teach us many different things. So it is amazing if you feel called to the Andromedans to start connecting with them, always with so much love and respect for their time and energy. You can call them in your field and simply feel how it feels to be with them. It's going to open up your creativity, your imagination, your love. Andromedans are so loving. They are so loving and fun and vibrant. We are certainly not bored with Andromedan frequency around. I would like to invite you to connect to the Andromedan by simply breathing into your heart and calling the frequency in your field and observe the shift happening as you call the frequency of the Andromedans in. They are here to co-create with you if you are ready to open up your heart and you're ready to open up your consciousness into receiving information that is advanced and therefore that is triggering. It is triggering because it is not at the level of consciousness that most of us have at the moment. Literally, when we look at the Avatar movie, it's kind of like, that would be awesome if it was a reality, but we're not there. No way we're going to get there. It's not like that here. How can we bridge that? The Andromedans are here to bring us advanced concepts to show us that it is possible. So how is it possible? Many of them can show different ways. For some, it will be about the architecture. Others, it will be about co-creating with plants medicine. With plants, with the animals, telepathic connection with plants, telepathic connection with animals. It will be there to open up our imagination into saying, is this really your imagination? Or is this a reality that you are tapping into because you know that reality exists and that you are here to build a bridge between this reality that you live in now and that reality that you perceive? The Andromedans are here to give us keys that we anchor now, so we can already embody these codes, even though we don't really know how to create that, how to make that happen. They say, try with this now, do this now. You might not have much hope, but trust. Trust and believe that it is happening. Believe in yourself, believe in us, believe in the earth, believe in your earth. Your earth is conscious like our earth. Your earth has a magnificent realm of plants and animals and seas and waterfalls. Do you believe that your earth is intelligent? Do you believe that the realms of your earth is conscious and intelligent? Yes, you do. Great. How can you tap into that? How can you be that with them, with the earth? So the Andromedans are really helping us to anchor into the earth realms, to become a conscious creator of the earth in many different ways, through healing, alchemizing, creating new societies, architecture, and so on. Andromedans are fantastic. I hope that you'll be able to create some kind of connection. And if you need more guidance around that, you know that in the university Fractal Alchemy, you can receive that guidance, especially in module 2 that is happening right now, and that will become an online course after. So when you join the Galactic Realms, you are going to start traveling there. You are going to start receiving some ambassadors from the Andromedan systems. And that ambassador is going to join your team, elevate the frequency, is going to start teaching you and create an amazing friendship. They are so awesome. So if you're interested, I would love it if you would look on my website, sandrines.com, so you can receive these codes and you can open up your consciousness, but mostly anchor your mission now if this calls you. Thank you very much. I see you in another video. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.